Inflation has hit small businesses in Manhattan's Chinatown especially hard, just as they're starting to recover from the pandemic. As Camille Peterson reports, many of them rely on an international supply chain to stock shelves and keep prices low.
Grand Tea and Imports is a cultural and tea store in Chinatown. There are glittering floor-to-ceiling shelves of tea, incense, and goods for Buddhist holidays. There's also a new sign by the register for regular customers who are used to negotiating prices.
We can't give discounts anymore. We can't haggle because the cost of doing business is just so high.
Alice Liu is a second-generation owner of Grand Tea. She says the store has always relied on selling a lot at low prices.
You can't rely on the old model anymore.
That's because buying and shipping inventory costs more now. To make any profit, the store had to raise prices on everything from tea to the paper shoes left at ancestors' tombs during the annual grave sweeping festival.
We usually sell this at $3.99.
Yeah. It's increased a little to $6 now.
Like many Chinatown businesses, Grand Tea sources their products from Asia. COVID-19 lockdowns and closed ports there are limiting supplies and delaying shipments, which increases prices. Lu says she's found creative ways to get inventory, like asking her sister Karen to bring suitcases of goods from Hong Kong when she visits.
It's just more reliable because, you know when Karen will come and when she'll arrive. Whereas, with the mail, we mailed a bunch of tea from China a month and a half ago. And we're still waiting for it.
Do you give her a list? Or are you like, hey, we need these things?
Yeah. There's certain incenses. There is a few teas that we really desperately need.
But Karen's visits can't stock the entire store. And Lou says what's especially frustrating is that supply is so hard to get, just as demand has finally started to return. At Golden Diner, a restaurant in Chinatown, owner Sam Yu says he's had to raise prices too.
We were seeing huge deficits.
From canola oil to limes, almost every ingredient is more expensive to get. Yu says he used to be able to keep prices low by working with neighborhood suppliers instead of big distributors. But those suppliers have limited inventory now, so their prices went up.
Those competitive advantages don't exist anymore because they need to make their ends meet.
Even though businesses in Chinatown are navigating an international economic puzzle, many still feel guilty about raising prices. Vic Lee, co-founder of Welcome to Chinatown, a community nonprofit, says businesses know residents count on them to be affordable.
Chinatown's median income is about $34,000. So these price increases make a difference.
But Lee says the inflation of goods isn't the only thing putting pressure on prices. Rents and labor costs are going up, and the rise of anti-Asian hate has made businesses limit their hours and their revenue because employees are scared for their safety at night.
How much more can these businesses sustain?
She says it can feel like the odds are stacked against them. For NPR News, I'm Camille Peterson in New York.